For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. It's been a busy week, and why not with all the presidential appointments? Now, the list is growing, so keep checking AFN.net for updates. But in the meantime, here's a few examples. President-elect Trump wants North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum to be Interior Secretary, veteran-turned-TV personality Pete Hegseth as Defense Secretary, Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services. Many of these will require Senate confirmations, and while Republicans will have a majority in the Senate next year, it is not a guarantee that everyone Trump wants will be confirmed. A California group says voters have brought in a, quote, wave of pro-parental rights candidates to school boards across the state. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
California Family Council, or CFC, describes it as a, quote, overwhelming series of victories for families. CFC said in a press release that a coalition of parental rights groups are grateful that voters saw what is at stake. Greg Bird is vice president of California Family Council. He said in an interview with AFN that in California, the teachers union pretty much controls who is elected to school boards.
They're the ones that have been pushing these policies that say that kids can transition to a new gender, and school employees and teachers are obligated to keep those transitioning kids that information from their parents. This has been a real big issue this past year.
He said CFC and many other family organizations have been pushing back and asking school districts to pass policies that require schools to simply notify parents if a child is starting to use a different name or pronoun at school.
Secrets are bad. Teachers should not be keeping secrets from parents. That's been our message. And this last election cycle, we had lots of folks run for school board against the union-backed candidates, and we are noticing a lot of them are winning.
Bird said his team has not been tracking them all, but they have a list of at least 32 school board election victories. Some of those school districts include Chino Valley Unified, Temecula Unified, and Capistrano Unified.
And they ran on the rights of parents to be the ultimate factor in their children's lives.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Trial began Friday in Georgia against the Venezuelan national accused of murdering Laken Riley. Fox's Jeff Manasso has this story.
Prosecutors in Athens, Georgia, telling a judge in a bench trial that Jose Ibarra's DNA was found under Laken Riley's fingernails, his thumbprint on her phone.
And it is that forensic evidence alone that would give you enough evidence to find him guilty.
Prosecutors also say Garmin data of Riley's jog last February shows the nursing student fought off the Venezuelan national for 18 minutes before he killed her. The high-profile case, a 2024 campaign issue over the ongoing border crisis. Ibarra, who reportedly entered the U.S. illegally in Texas in 2022, has pled not guilty.
General Motors is laying off about 1,000 workers worldwide, shedding expenses as it tries to compete in a crowded global automobile market. The workers are mostly salaried, but the Associated Press says some blue-collar workers were affected. In final news, a co-host of The View is accusing a Staten Island bakery of refusing to serve her, but the bakery's owner is refuting the claim. Here's Fox's Monica DeLuca.
Whoopi Goldberg claimed a bakery, without naming them, didn't take her birthday order because of her liberal views. But the owner of the now-revealed Holterman's Bakery has denied the allegations. In a press conference, bakery owner Jill Holterman explained they could not take her order due to mechanical problems with their boilers. She thanked supporters.
If it wasn't for you and Staten Island to make this work, we still wouldn't be here today.
State Senator Jessica Scarcelli-Spanton also speaking at the briefing.
This is a staple in the Staten Island community, and one message is clear. You do not mess with Staten Island.
The View's staff ended up being able to pick up the desserts from the bakery after the boiler issues were resolved.
That's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net. When you're there, be sure to subscribe to our free daily email news briefs. Thanks for listening.